So you can make a decision today. This is the last day in my life I'll ever be this broke again. This is the last day I will be as depressed as I'll never be this depressed again. This is the last day I put up with this loneliness or whatever going on. This is it. This is the last day I walk around whining about I don't have no car. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have no food. I don't have this. This is the last day. Because, see, you can learn this. Hallelujah. Let me move on. Time, I tell you, time is getting away. Let's go. What happened? That child will soon gain knowledge that this is a seat to sit in. Then without you telling them, they will learn how to go and sit down on their own. Why? They know what it is, and they know how to take hold of it. They know how to take hold of it. If I was suddenly just pull out of my pocket $100 bill, say, so I'll give it to the first person to get up here. You wouldn't just sit there. I didn't pull it out, so. You will know, you wouldn't just sit there. And you in the back will say, well, I should have sit up close to the front. Yeah. Yeah. I had a chance. What happened? Listen, what happened to that man? You remember the man in the 5th chapter of the Gospel of John? Do y'all remember him? Mm-hmm. That the angel would come down at what? At a certain season and trouble the water. And what happened? And the first person that did what? Got in the water, got healed, and he was been there 38, he was 38 years old, been trying to get in that water. I don't know how long. But he said, somebody always beat me to it. Aren't you glad God didn't set it up like that for us to live? But here's my point. Listen, they know what it is, and they know how to take a hold to it. So it is in the realm of the spirit. Your faith know how to take hold of things that are in that realm. I'm going to say it again. Your faith know how to take hold of the thing that are in that realm. You see, faith, you may want to write this down. Faith cannot be exercised beyond your knowledge of the will of God. I'm going to say it again. If you don't know, you don't read the Bible, you don't meditate on it, that's why your faith ain't working. If you don't know what the word says, you cannot exercise faith in that. You got to know what it said. Hello, somebody. Your faith cannot exercise beyond the knowledge of the will of God. You cannot exercise faith beyond the knowledge of the will of God. That means you will have to know what the word says about what you are believing to receive from God. So how do you take hold of those things in that unseen realm? Good question. How did you take hold to them? How did you do it? It's in the unseen realm. You learn how. Now, how would you look? Every one of you drive outside and stand around and say, I don't see nowhere to sit down. We're having the service in here. And so you knew to what? Come in, because you believe there's a place to sit and all this, right? Well, the same way, Once you know how to do something by faith, know how to take hold to it, you know what to do. You do it all the time in the natural. That's how you get from one place to another. That's how you do things, because you understand, you learn. I didn't start out where I am when I was a little bitty boy. I didn't know all I knew how to do, and I can't even remember that. They suck a ball on my mother's breath, however, whatever. I don't know how they fed me. But as I grew, I learned. And I learned how to operate in this natural world. So you learn how to operate in this spiritual world you've been born into. So here we go. How do I take hold to this? You believe with your heart, and then you say with your mouth. If you believe that you have received them, you give thanks and you rest. I'm gonna have to break that one down because y'all didn't quite get there. I can tell the way you respond. See, because you're a guy, you've been saying, "Whoa, thank you, Jesus." Well, it just shot right over your head. You heard what I said, but you didn't hear what I said. If you believe that you have received them, you will give thanks and rest. Now, let me see. I want to say it in a way. How many of you in here, you want a car? You can use a car. Let me see. You can use one. All right. That's good. All right. Okay. You can use one. Oh, he getting close, ain't he? Watch it. You can use a car. You want one. You need one. But I bet you got five, you'll take another one. But you need one. All right, since T got so close. All right, I said, T, I just bought a new car and I put your name on the title. It belongs to you. What you gonna do? Now watch it now. Is that all you gonna do? Now, Lord Jesus, I need a car. I wonder how I'm going to get it. See, I just bought you a new car. Here's the title deed to it. And here's the key. Insurance paid for everything. Lord Jesus, oh, I sure need a car. I need a car, Lord. Ooh. One day I'm gonna get it. Oh, Jesus. Oh, man. Woo. I sure need it. I need it. Let's go back through it again. When you get that car, if that's where you're gonna act, if that's where you're gonna act, what? How do you believe you? If you believe that you receive, if you believe that you have received, I'm going to say it again to somebody get it. If you believe that you have received, you give thanks. You give thanks. Now watch it. You give thanks. Then you rest. You ain't struggling. You ain't worried. You're not fretting. You're just praising God. If you believe that you receive, you believe that you receive. If you believe that you receive, you give thanks. And you rest. I got to get to this. Turn with me to the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews. Ooh. My, my, my.